Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus. Rabbi Norini Mimarasi Sheyechio, Mischus, Fuas, Ris Victoria, Bastila Ovida, and Elazar Ben Rauma, Matan Ben Sara, Baruch Hors Ben Sara Tzipira, Tvara Bas Ruchama Miriam, Tzipora Fega Bas Hadasa, Dina Baruch Bas Esther Hadassah, Nishmas, Levi ben Reb Shmuel, Shami ben Yosef, Rav David Yitzchak ben Rav Akiva Yehuda, and Harav Eliel Moshe ben Rav Yitzchak Dov, and Shmuel ben Rav Ruven Eson. And this is based on the Torah of Mori v'Rav Yakon HaGadol, HaMuflag HaMuflag, Harav Manzit Sal. We're going to be discussing Inyan about Yachil Dvaro, as we read in this week's parasha. So Moriah Ravenu Zatzal with a whole kuntres Inyan about Yachil Dvaro, and we'll see where it takes us. Phenomenal. The Rambam writes Hilchos Arachim V'Chamim in the sixth parak Halacha Lamed Aleph Yehoi Li She'af Al Pi She'in Odom Makdish Dover Shaloi Bola Oilam Im Omar Hare Alai Lahakdisho Hare Zechayev Lahakdisho Kshavat Olam Mishum Nidlo. It appears to me that even though a person cannot consecrate an entity that has not come into being, if he says, I pledge to consecrate it, he is obligated to consecrate it, to be Makdishit, when it will come into being, to fulfill his vow. If he does not consecrate it, he transgresses the prohibitions of Baal Ta'acher, do not delay in paying it. Lo Yachil Dvaro, he shall not desecrate his word. And he fails to fulfill the positive commandment of Kechol HaYotzei Mipiv Yaaseh. He shall act in accordance with all that he uttered with his mouth, as is true regard to other vows. So we have here a halacha from the Rambam, a chiddush from the Rambam, a yeroyli. The Rambam says on his own, you can't be makdish darish lo bala olam, but if you say, I'm going to be makdishit, he's chayiv to be makdishit when it comes lo olam. Now it's this neder of saying, harei alai lahakdisho, and if he wasn't makdish, then he has a triple whammy. He's over on Baal Ta'acher and Lo Yachil Dvaro on the Loisesei side, and he's over and Kechol HaYotzei Mipiv Yaaseh Kishaar HaNedorim. Rambam continues. I love when the Rambam does this. Ketzad. Now we understand. All right, now we have a principle, a concept. Let's bring it down to the practical. What is implied? The Arbitus. How does this work? When a person says, I pledge to consecrate everything that my net will bring up from the sea. Hare alai lahakdish kol shetale mitzudosi min hayom. I pledge to consecrate everything that my net will bring up from the sea. Or hare alai litein la'aniyim pelois shetoitzi sodezu. Or I pledge to give the fruit produced by this field to the poor. Hare alai lahachrim. I pledge to designate as a dedication offering or give for the sake of captives all of my earnings this year. He is obligated to give in all of these cases. The last is behem mash omar kishiavo liado, to do what he says when it comes into his hand. For these and all similar statements are vows and not acts of consecration. If it were an act of consecration, of hakdasha, it wouldn't work. The Rambam continues. And he says, "Re'aya ledavar zema she'amar Yaakov avinu v'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach." Yaakov Avinu says, everything you give me, I will tithe. And later on, v'ne'eman asher nadarta lisham neder. And later it states, where you took a vow. So you see that saying, everything that you will give me, I will tithe, asher asrenu lach, is a neder. V'harei ha'oimer, loy epoter min ha'olam ad she'yeh nazir. When a person says that I will not leave the world until I become a nazir, chayev linoig b'nezirus, he must act with nezirus. He says, I will not depart from this world until I become a nazir. He is obligated to observe a Nazirite vow. He must immediately become a nazir. Even though he hasn't yet taken the vow of Nazirus. Since he said that he would take a Nazirite vow, he is obligated to observe these restrictions. This law parallels that. It is appropriate to rule in this matter. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we have learned the three halachas in the Rambam, in Hilchos Arochin v'Charomim, and I have to tell you, sweet friends, that these Rambams received a great deal of press, a great deal of attention in the Acharonim. Wow. I always like to note the Halacha Brewer website, where they have long lists of Maran Mekoymos, going through every single Rambam in the Yad HaChazokah. So, a person wants Maran Mekoymos, that is the go-to place. In addition to Rav Shapsi Frankel, but here there are even more. Because here it's not broken down like Rav Shapsi does it in his Rambams into specific issues dealt with. But as a general Maran Mekoymos, it is just phenomenal. Besides the search engines that we have on our computers. So that's another way of finding, but this Rambam has loads and loads of Torah. Okay. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam. And when the Rambam says Raya Ladavar, he says, the Raya from Yaakov is a good Raya, but he says he's going to give Meisir, and it's called an Eder. Aval Zushal Nazir Enoi Klum. But this that he brings from Nezirus, that if he says that I'm going to be a Nazir before I die, you must become a Nazir. Ain't a klum. That's not a raya. Not impressed with that one. Sha'arei biyadoi ki. Because it is in his hand. Ve'od. Ki lo yada masai yipatir. Moreover, he doesn't know when he's going to die. It's like he said, I am a Nazir immediately. Bipshuto, the hasoga of the Ravid is that we see midivrei Harambam that his whole chiddush is an harei alai lahakdish davar shelo bala olam. But if he would have said this about a davar shebala olam, something that's already come into the world, pshitale, it's pashut to the Rambam that he's chayiv to be makdishit. And on that, the Ravid asks, so on this, there's no raya from Nazir. Because biyadu liyos Nazir, that's not a davar she'eino b'shelo bala olam. And that would seem to be how the Mishnah Lamelech understood and the Radbaz in explaining this hasaga. That the Ravid is masig. He says, what do you mean davar she'eino b'shelo bala olam? Saying I'm going to be a Nazir is not lo bala olam. It's kein bala olam. So it's partially has to become a Nazir. Why is it bala olam? Because biyadu. You can become a Nazir at any minute. That's called Bala Olam. See in the Chidushim of Hagoyin Reb Shimon Shkal in Adolam Simin David, in the Sefer of Yezri, Oifin Old here on the Rambam, and also in the first parak of Nazirus in the fourth Havachim, and in the Sefer Kihilas Yankif on Nidorim in Simin Gimel, who wrote that the raya from Nezirus אין על מה דאמרין אם כן, בדבר שלא בא לעולם, אלא היא על עיקר הקומשמון של הרמב״ם, שלא רק נדרי הקדש מחייבים, אלא גם נודע לינדור גם כן מחייב. אף על פי שהוא נדר לעשיית מעשה ולקר בעלמא. ועל זה הרי שפירי שראי מלוי פוטר, שפירש לו הרמב״ם שהוא נדר לינדור. So what they say is that the raya from the zirus is not on the davar shelo ba la'olam idea, as the raivid understood in the Rambam, and thus argued with the Rambam, and he said, why is it lo ba la'olam? No, that's not what the Rambam is telling us. The Rambam is telling us a zikar chiddush about saying you're going to make a neder. That if you say you're going to make a neder, then you have to do it. So we see by nidrei hekdesh. What do we see by nidrei hekdesh? By nidrei hekdesh, we see the person says, for example, harei alai lahakdesh kol ma shetala mitzudosi. If a person says that I'm going to be makdesh everything that my net brings up, my net worth, the net brings up, then he has to be makdesh it. So this is not only talking about giving to hekdesh, but also other nedar. The person says he makes a neder that he's going to be a nazir, so he has to take upon himself nazirus, even though it's a neder l'asiyas ma'isa. So he's making a neder to do this ma'isa. Beautiful. And that's the raya of milo patur min ha'olam, that he has to become a nazir when he says he's going to become a nazir. So that's what these achronim say. So, first of all, you have to understand that this is already mukhuk from the pasuk that the Rambam brings. The Rambam brings a pasuk, "V'kol asher titem liaser aslanu lach," and that's called nadarta v'nader shem, nadarta v'sham neder. So you see that it's not only by hekdesh, but it's that you're going to do a ma'isa. And when you're going to do a ma'isa, you say you're going to do a ma'isa, you have to do it. V'chi Yehuda v'od l'kra, as the Gemara says in Megillah. Once you have a pasuk, then what do you need a raya for? So you already have a pasuk. So that's question number one. And this was asked already by the Mevui Mesoda, the Dharma 3B. But mipash this divrei Rambam shehevi lo kechidush b'davar shelo ba la'olam dafka mashma da hapshita lei da habineder b'chai gavni v'chol anidim u rak hapim mashiyahu zegam b'davar shelo ba la'olam shal zeh rei shapir hisik ha'raivit she'en al zeh ra'ya milo ha'patav min ha'olam. So we can ding in zich mit achroinim, we can passively argue with these three titans, shkop, stipler, shach. Those are the svarim that I quoted before. And we can say that it would seem in Pashtus Divrei Rambam, he's bringing us a chiddush about davar shelo ba la'olam. The fact that it's a neder is pashut, but the fact that it's on a davar shelo ba la'olam, that's what the Rambam is bringing us as a raya for. And that, the raya has a good time. He said there's no raya milo apatum in ha'olam, because it's not considered a davar shelo ba la'olam, because it's mamish biyado. Consider davar shelo ba la'olam. He can become a nazir at any minute. He's saying he's going to become a nazir. He's not considered davar shelo ba la'olam. So the Raya Taka has a good hasaga, and Meir Vilen Wissen, we'd like to know what is the teretz on this hasaga. Aval mitzad sheni, lichora yikshe. This is Moreno Rabbeinu speaking. I just like to quote his lashon because it's the lashon of Moreno Rabbein. She'acharei she'anidon hu al chiyuv ha'gavra lindor v'lo al ma she'chol b'chefetz shu chiyuv al asiyas ha'maise, harei l'chora im rak yish raya she'shayich neder kazeh shuv lo yishayich b'zeh davar דבר שבא לעולם, מדבר שלא בא לעולם. אחרי שבלב אין החיוב והדין כלפי הדבר, אלא כלפי האיש שישנו בעולם. ולא מבואר ברמב"ם כנ"ל חידוש מיוחד על לא בא לעולם. Shtaka kasha. Since the issue is on the obligation of the individual to make the neder, that if a person says he's going to make a neder, then he has to make that neder. Like the Rambam opens up and he says, Harei alai lahakdisha, kishiyavu loila. So he takes upon himself to make this neder. So since the issue is with the guy, and not with the chefze, so then what does it matter if it's bala olam or loy bala olam? So what's the nafkamin? It's davar shelo bala olam or loy bala olam. Davar shebala olam or loy bala olam. As a mishaneh, the guy takes upon himself to make this neder. Harei alai lahakdisha. So it's a chiyuv gavra. And not that it's chal on the chefetz, it's a chiv on asiyas ha-maiseh. So if it's shaykh to make such a neder, so then there's no chilek between davar shelo ba'al olam and davar shelo ba'al olam. Acharei shebelav ochi ein achiyuv adin klapei ha-davar ela klapei ha-ish. As lamim vo'ar b'rambam, why does the Rambam say no? It's a bazunder chiddush, a special chiddush on lo ba'al olam. Ma pitom? It's a chiddush in general. No, there's no lo balam, it doesn't matter. Person says, I'm going to take this nether, so he has to make the nether when the time comes. So why is there a chiluk in the Rambam between balam, lo balam? And this kashi was already asked by the Maharam. Shik in Yeradea, Shin Pei Ches Beis, in the Sefer Yad David, She'elas David, it's brought to me in the Franco Rambams. Mafteach. And in the Chidushim of Reb Shlomo Hyman, the great Shishivan Torah Das, who was nifter much too young, Simen Hei, Oid, Oid, Uvi Yoser, Sarich Iyun. That it's mashma that only here there's a Chidush. Why is it a chiddush? It's only a chiddush by davar shelo ba'al olam. No chiddush davar shelo ba'al olam, lo ba'al olam, doesn't matter. It's not very chiddush in one and the other. Because it's a chiyuv on the gavra. So that is the first stage of this journey. And tafasta merba lo tafasta, I like sometimes just to chew on the kasha. And Amir Tzashem, Ritzos Hashem Darkenu, we are going to continue next time with the Neder, and we are going to see more kashas on this Rambam. Very, very exciting, very exciting. And then we are going to have a mahalach to present, answer the kashas, and it is going to be super gishmak. So please stay tuned. This was amazing. I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.